Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Ksubas Parakei Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas Mars Sheina Basar Ruvain Her Neshama should have an Aliyah and Leilu Nishmas Mars Tikva Basar Saadia Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And this Mishnah talks about the chiyuv that a husband has to support his wife. So Mishnah tells us Hamashra es Ishtai Alidei Shlish, someone who's supporting his wife through a third party, which means that he's not living with his wife in the same house. It could be that he goes away on business and that he's very busy, or maybe they have some sort of agreement that they don't live together on a daily basis. So he's supporting her through somebody else. He's not allowed to give her less than 2 kav of wheat every single week, or less than 4 kav of barley. Now Rabbi Yossi just comments, Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said that he has to give her double the amount of barley than wheat. And why is that? That's because Rabbi Shmuel lived near Edom, and in Edom, the barley was no good. So if he wants to give her barley instead of wheat, he has to give her double the amount of barley. But if you don't live near Edom, you don't have to give double the amount of barley. The mission continues, he has to give her half of a kav of kitnios, which is like legumes or different types of beans, v'chatzi like shemen, and a half a leg of oil, v'kav gregrois, and a kav of dried figs, oi manid vela, or a money of pressed figs. Vim ain lain, if he doesn't have these things, paisek lu masan, he could pledge or promise that he's going to give corresponding to these things, peiros mimakam acher, other sorts of fruits or produce from somewhere else. Furthermore, it's not just food that he has to give her. Vinaisen la mita, he has to give her a bed, mafats, which is like a very light mat, umachtseles, and a rough mat. Vinaisen la kipa la raisha, and he has to buy her a covering for her head, v'chagar l'masneha, and a belt for her loins, u'min olam mo'y l'mo'yid, and he has to buy her new shoes every single yontef, v'kelim shel chamishim zoz mishana l'shana, he has to buy her new clothing worth 50 zoz every single year. Now, when it comes to our clothing, the Mishnah tells us, he shouldn't give her the new clothing during the summer and then have her wear the old worn-out ones in the winter. That's because new clothing is thicker and it's uncomfortable to wear thick clothing during the summer. He should buy her this new clothing worth 50 zoz in the winter, and it's nice and thick and it's going to keep her warm. And she continues wearing this worn out clothing during the summer, and that's comfortable for her, because since the clothing has already gotten worn out, it's thinner, and that means that it's lighter and it's more comfortable in the summer. And she gets to keep all the worn out pieces of clothing that aren't even wearable. She doesn't have to give those back to her husband. She can keep those. Moving on to Mishnah Test, continuing to talk about this, Naisen la ma'a kesef letzarka, he has to give her a ma'a of money every single week for her to be able to spend. This is like pocket money for things that she needs. V'cheles imay mileili Shabbos leili Shabbos. But she does have to eat with him every single Friday night, and that's because he has a chiv to live with her then, and he's not allowed to say, okay, somebody else should just feed her. Here's money for her allowance. Here's her food. She should go eat herself. Even if he does that during the week, Friday night they have to eat together. However, if he doesn't give her this spending money of ma'a kesef, ma'aseh yodeh shalah, she can keep her ma'aseh yodayim. Now, this is not referring to everything that she makes and produces, the basic amount she has to give to her husband. But if she makes anything more than the basic amount, so then she's allowed to keep that extra if her husband's not giving her this ma'a kesef of spending money. So the Mishnah just asks, umay isolai, so what does she have to produce for him, which is considered the basic amount, so that now we can know what's considered extra? So the Mishnah tells us, Mishkal Chamesh Slaim Shasi B'Yehuda, if they live in Yehuda, she has to produce the weight of 5 slaim of Shasi, which is a type of weaving, Shehin Eser Slaim B'Galil, that's 10 slaim worth in Galil, Oy Mishkal Eser Slaim Erev B'Yehuda, or if they live in Yehuda and she wants to produce Erev, which is a different type of weaving, which is a little bit easier, she would have to produce a minimum of 10 slaim worth, Shein Esrim Slime Begalil, and that's a total of 20 slime in Galil. And again, if she produces more than this, then she's allowed to keep it if her husband's not giving her that spending money. Vim Haisa Manika, let's say she's nursing. So Paichsamal Maise Odeha, she does not have to produce as much Maise Odeim because she's busy nursing. Umay Sifilam is an Iseha, and he would have to add on to her food different foods which are good for her that are going to help her nurse even better. Now, the Mishnah tells us, but Medvar Amurim, when is this said that he has to give her these Shiurim, a certain amount of wheat, a certain amount of fruit, a certain amount of this and a certain amount of that? That's Ba'ani Shabi Yisrael. Even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael has to give these minimum amounts of Avol B'Mechobed. But if he's a very honorable person and he has a lot of money, Hakol Fi Kvaydai. So he has to give based off of how chashev he is, and he can't get away with giving her a little bit of spending money and a little bit of wheat and a little bit of fruit. He would have to give her much more. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.